My name is Swain, Asleith's son, a man of the North and a follower of the holy Earl Ronald. And by my lord's example, I place my trust in the powers above. And now, my bonny lads, come on. We have work afore us. Let us measure these Irishers for their graves!
Different days. Different ways. When they brought me word from mainland that Swain Asleithson had died in Dublin, well, I knew then that an age had gone past us. "You'll all be farmers now," I told them. "Farmers and fishermen. You'd better break up your drinking halls and melt down your weapons, because the days of the Viking are over." And I wasn't far wrong at that. It's quiet now here in the north. Peaceful. We live for the passing of the seasons, the grain in the fields and the fish in the ocean. There's no more raiding, no more war, no more bloodshed, no more glory. Different days, different ways. Oh, but I can mind on other days. Days of long ships and heroes and great deeds. Like the deed that Swain Asleithson did one late summer morning at a place on the Caithness coast called Lammerburg. That summer had been long and hot and bloody. A fleet of northern longships led by Swain and his brother-in-law, Thorbjorn Clerk, had been to the Hebrides to settle a blood debt that Swain owed a Hebridean chieftain by the name of Hunderson. The debt was never settled, but they lit fires in every corner of the islands, headed home till Duncan's Bay with 5 galleys of plunder.
Hey, Thorbjorn! What's your hurry, boy?
Ah, he's no hearing you, Swain. The wind's wrong.
he's no wanting to hear me, Asbjorn. His mind's in other matters.
Aye, it'll be the first time Thorbjorn's made landfall afore us since we left.
Well, there's Duncan's Bay ahead, Asbjorn, no Lewis.
He's keener for the sharing out of the plunder than he was for the getting of it.
You're awful sour, Asbjorn. Surely you'd never grudge Thorbjorn his share.
Well, no, his fair share, Swain. But I doubt if Thorbjorn Clerk will be satisfied with that.
Well, he'll have to be. He'll get no more.
He's no even worth a fifth.
Did I say he'd get a fifth?
What?
Fair shares, Asbjorn. That's what I said. My brother-in-law will be given what he's worth, what he's fought for, just like everybody else.
Now, Thorbjorn Clerk's a powerful man, Swain. And there's bad blood in him, as you know yourself. If he thinks you've cheated him...
Oh, I'd never do that, Asbjorn.
Well, I'm telling you, Swain, Thorbjorn wouldn't be satisfied with anything less than a fifth of the plunder.
And I'm telling ye, Asbjorn, Thorbjorn will damned well have to be. Lord, man, what's the matter with ye, eh? Do you think I'm feared for Thorbjorn Clerk?
Oh, no, of course no. Only...
Now, just listen to me, Asbjorn. If you're worried about Thorbjorn making trouble, I'll tell you what we'll do. When we get into Duncan's Bay, go ye and get your brother Margad and as many of the other lads as you can lay your hands on.
Aye, but...
Now listen, Asbjorn. Bring the lads to the drinking hall. I'll be there with Thorbjorn and I'll say nothing about the share out until ye arrive. And if Thorbjorn wants to start something, well, we'll damn soon finish it for him, eh?
Aye. If only I could be sure of one thing.
And what's that?
Ah, you know yourself. My brother Margaret.
Oh, Asbjorn.
Well, we should never have left him behind.
The love of God,
look,
man.
He's got no head for government. He's bound to have done something foolish. I'm telling
you.
Oh,
I know. You keep telling me. You've hardly stopped since we left. What if Margaret does this? What if Margaret does that? Sweet Christ, man. Have you no faith in your own brother?
In a battle, aye. And a storm at sea, and a tight corner, and a wrestling match, there's no one better. But to leave Margaret in charge of your caithness, Lance.
Oh, Asbjorn. Have we no enough to worry us in this world without fashioning ourselves about what might happen? There's Duncansby ahead, boy. We're almost home. Whatever lies afore us cannae be worse than what we've faced already, eh? He and me and Margaret, we've always come through, have we not?
Aye.
But no buts, Asbjorn. You're likely right about Margaret. But he's no done anything yet that he and me couldn't have put right. Now, come on. Let's make speed for Duncansby, eh? Afore Thorbjorn drinks all my barrels dry.
I doubt if any two brothers were ever less alike than the sons of Grimm, Asbjorn and Margad. Asbjorn was small and quick and clever, while Margad had only one answer to every problem that came his way, and that was to strike it as hard as he possibly could. I suppose Swain Aslefson had known what he was doing when he left Margad in charge of his caithness properties. There was a farmer called Rald who lived near Wick, a man of great culture and learning. Rald enjoyed the favour of Earl Ronald, who had taken his oldest son, Sven, to be his cupbearer and body servant. Rald held his land in freehold from the Earl, but he'd been in the habit of paying Swain a bounty for its protection. On that very day that Swain came home from the Hebrides, Margad paid Rald a visit.
Grand day, Rald.
Oh, that's yourself, Margaret.
Aye, Rald. How are you doing?
Oh, not so bad.
I've come for the...
I know why you've come.
Aye, well then, let's have it and I'll be on my way.
No.
What?
I said no. You can go home and tell your master, that pirate Aslefson, that he's the last penny he'll get from me. I'm no paying the bounty anymore.
What? No, Rold.
I'm no paying, I'm telling you. El Ronald was here last month. I told him all about it. He said it was nothing short of barefaced robbery, and that I had no need to pay it. Well, that's good enough for me.
Oh, it is it, eh?
Aye. Ronald's my sovereign lord, and yours, Margaret.
Oh, aye, El Ronald's all of that. But Earl Ronald's an Orkney. He'll no be much good to you if the Norwegians come here in a Viking, eh?
The Norwegians never come near here.
No, they didn't. Nor do the Hebrideans, nor the English, nor the Scots. And why no, eh? Because Swain Aslefson keeps a force of men at Duncansby, that's why.
Oh, that's his business.
You live under our protection and you grudge paying for it, eh?
I live under Earl Ronald's protection. And Earl Ronald says, I dinna need to pay.
Your firm would be in ashes afore the Earl had time to hoist his sails. Aye, and every other firm for miles about here.
I no count on that if I were you, Margaret.
What?
I'm no as helpless as you like to make me out.
You're no, are you? That axe you've got in your hand there, it's a fine tool for chopping wood, but it'd be little good to you in a fight.
Yeah? You tell me that now.
You wouldn't have a chance, boy.
Get off my land, Margaret.
Huh?
You heard me.
Now, Rold, look, I've come here on my own, peacefully.
Said, get off my land.
Rold, I wouldn't...
You thick skull baby!
Rold, that was a foolish thing to do, boy.
Foolish, I know I mean it. Now, get off my land.
Are you telling me to run? I run from no man.
I'll run or you'll die. Or I'll die afore a penny of Sven Aslefson's bounty.
Have it your own way, Rold. But this is no axe for chopping wood.
Come on, then.
I hope you know what you're doing, boy.
Get off my land, my cousin!
You see, Rold, it's no just as easy as that.
Easier, Noel. I'll die afore I be in mighty.
All right, then, farmer.
Crack on the sailbines, crack, crack, crack. All the way to Star Away and all the way back. 20 more than they came under by the sack. All the way from Duncan's Bay and all the way back. Crack on the sailbines, crack, crack, crack.
Drish on me, that's as deep as the seven seas.
Thorbjorn Clerk, a mighty man, Swain's brother-in-law, and his only equal in the art of war. How they hated one another, Swain and Thorbjorn. Earl Ronald had ordered Thorbjorn to go with Swain on the Hebridean raid in the hope that the pair would make up their differences. Some hope.
You made good weather of it then, Thorbjorn.
It's yourself, Swain, at last. What kept you, man? Morris, God! Help me, your master!
I kind of think that you heard what I said, Thorbjorn.
What's that, boy?
You made good weather of it coming in.
Aye, I did that. What about?
You didn't make such good weather in the Hebrides, did you?
We were fighting there, Swain. No drinking there. And it was your fight, my friend. No mine. You may know that.
Oh, I'm no forgetting, Thorbjorn. Never you worry about it.
Mind you, Swain, I'll say this for you. It was a grand Viking you gave us.
You think so, eh?
Oh, no doubt about it, man. I'll tell you this much. It'll no be worth our while going back to the islands for years now. All that plunder will...
We didn't go to the islands for plunder, Thorbjorn.
Ah, you speak for yourself, boy.
And us in a Tyree escape, we failed.
Failed, ah, man.
Honor has to be served, Thorbjorn.
Honor, ah! Oh, man, we're tied up here with 5 galleys of plunder. Is that no enough for your honor?
Hardly.
And you're a hard man to satisfy, Swain Aslifson. That's all that I can say. What do you want? Henderson and all his kindred lying dead at your feet.
Aye, that'll do.
That's enough settled for the plunder. There's no joy to be taken in dead men. Anyway, what about this plunder? When are we going to share it out?
No, there's time enough yet. Asbjorn's seeing till they unload in. And... Ah, here's Asbjorn now. Aye, Asbjorn, over here, boy.
Aye, aye, Swain.
Oh,
Thorbjorn, it's yourself.
Aye, Asbjorn. How are you doing, man?
Aye, Skellig. More ale here.
Well, are we all ready?
Aye, Swain, but there's no sign of Margaret. Swain, look.
Ah,
never heed Margaret ever now.
Well, Thorbjorn, here's health to you.
And you, Swain.
Swain Aslifson! And all his kind!
Swain Aslifson! And all his kind!
Well, Asbjorn, that's all the galleys unloaded, is it?
That's right, Thorbjorn, it's all done.
It'll come to a fair bit, eh?
Enough.
I have no divided it yet, have you?
Oh, well, I was waiting for your word before I did that.
Just as long as you set aside a fifth of it for me, Asbjorn, you can do what you like with all this.
What's that you said, Thorbjorn? How much did you want?
A fifth. It's my share. A fair share.
Oh, I don't know. Eh, Asbjorn?
Well, a fifth's a big share, Thorbjorn. I can't as
That's 5 galleys and one of them's mine. I take a fifth.
I'm sorry, Thorbjorn. A fifth's too much.
Hey?
You heard what I said?
What's going on here? I commanded a fifth of the force.
Aye, but you didn't do a fifth of the fight then, did you?
What? Are you calling me a coward?
Thorbjorn! As you said yourself, boy, the quarrel was mine, no yours.
Aye, but...
My men led the raid, Thorbjorn. We were first into the fighting every time. We take a third of any plunder that's going. He and the others can share the rest between you.
A third? You're wanting a third?
That's what I said.
Damn ye, Swain Aslifson, for the thieving pirate that you are. I'm no having this.
It strikes me that you've no choice, Thorbjorn.
I will see about that. My right arm will give me all the choice I need.
Sit down, Thorbjorn. Sit you down and lay that sword aside. Finish your ale.
Damn your ale, Swain. Any drinking between ye and me is finished. All I want is what's due to me, no more. I'll have it now, or I'll take it in blood.
I will careful, Thorbjorn, that it's no your own blood that's spilled.
And who's going to spill it, Asbjorn? You? All right. Come on,
look later. Around you, Thorbjorn.
Aye?
Look around you. Count your men. And then count mine.
You devil. Swain Aslifson. You'll be
forgotten, son of a... Damn you to hell! Have it your own way for now.
But I'll no forget this, my friend. Depend on that. I'll never forget this. Or take my share of the plunder, whatever it is you think I'm worth. Then, Hamper Orkney, we'll see what Earl Ronald has to say about it.
Aye, Thorbjorn.
Hey.
Be sure you go and tell Earl Ronald everything now. He'll likely make a poem of it.
Aye.
Aye, and a damn fine poem it'll be and all.
As the breaker battered our sea-smacked boats, a wave, no, a wandering wave, a wandering wave watered, oh, what did it water? What does a wave water? Watered. Watered.
Earl Ronald was a canny like soul. Nothing like an Earl of Orkney at all. Of course, Ronald was never his real name. He'd been playing Cally Coulson when he lived in Norway. But his mother had told him that Earl Ronald Brusason had been the best Earl Orkney had ever had. So I suppose he thought the name would bring him luck. Poor Earl Ronald. He needed all the luck he could get. It had been cunning, not conquest, that had won him the earldom. And he was always more of a poet than a fighting man. Every chance he could get, he would hide himself away in some corner or other to work on his verses. Fine verses they were and all, although I must admit I never cared for them myself.
You know what? Got ye! Thirst! Ah, of course, the thirst in our fear-cracked throats. Perfect.
Now then, as the breaker battered our sea-smacked boats, a wandering wave watered the thirst in our fear-cracked throats. Good. Good. What next, Tim? The crew. That's it, the crew. Oh... The crew. Oh, damn it. What happened to the crew?
Mind ye, he was no weak dreamer, and he could play the very devil with his subjects when he liked, especially if he was interrupted.
Open the door, sir! I must speak with you!
Oh, Christ preserve us all!
What the devil? I must speak with you at once.
Thorbjorn Clerk! Put in the name of the sweet Lord Jesus Christ, do you mean by thrusting yourself into my presence in such an uncivilized manner?
Sire,
I gave orders that no one Thorbjorn must interrupt me.
Sire, this matter is more important than your verses.
Oh, it had better be Thorbjorn. It had better be.
I beg your pardon, sire. That was very rash of me. But I feel that I have a great temper on me. And
that much I can see for myself. Oh, sit down, man. Sit down now you're here. Sit down and calm down. You better have a drink. Give your temper a chance to settle.
Well, thank you, sir. That's very kind of you.
You interrupted me in the middle of a poem, Thorbjorn. Do you know that? I was making a poem and I might lose it now. I might forget the verse.
Well, forgive me, sir. But I have been grievously wronged.
Well, I hardly thought that somebody had done you a good turn. Here. Drink this. Hold your tongue for a minute.
There.
You Vikings, you're all the same, you know that? You're like a dose of stupid bairns. So, you've been... grievously wronged, have you, Thorbjorn?
I have that, sir.
Well, who is it this time? Eh? Who have you been fighting with? Is it no Swain Aslipson, I hope?
It wasn't my fault, sir. It was Swain that...
Oh, damn it to hell, Thorbjorn. Damn it to
there
hell.
There was no helping for it, sir. Swain cheated me.
Now, there was nothing I could do about that.
No, you just listen to me, Thorbjorn Clare.
I tried, sir. I sorely tried. But the quarrel was Swain's fault, no mine. We were all right in the Hebrides, sire. We had a good Viking together. It was only when we got back to Duncan's Bay that it happened.
What happened?
I told you, sire, Swain cheated me. He cheated me out of my rightful share of the plunder.
The plunder? Oh, of course. I should have known they quarreled over the plunder. Oh, my God.
Swain claimed that because the raid had been his idea, he should get the bulk of the plunder for himself and his men.
Oh, I see.
Well, it was scandalous, sire. Outrageous. Nothing short of daylight robbery. I lost 15 men in the Hebrides, you know. I had a right to...
And the other captains? Halfley, Duffneil, Richard Thorleifson, what did they say to this?
What could any of us say, sire? We were in Caithness, Swain Asleifson's own country. He had us outnumbered 10-1. We had no choice. We just had to take what Swain cared to allow us and leave.
Well, Thorbjorn, that would certainly have seemed to be the wisest thing.
But I'll tell you this much, sire. Swain loved to regret it. Oh, aye. Let him come once back to the islands. Let him as much as set foot on that farm of his at Gearsay.
And you'll do nothing.
Eh?
I said you'll do nothing. You'll forget about this. Pretend it never happened. Put it from you.
Sire?
Thorbjorn, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times. You and Swain are the 2 most powerful allies I have here in the north. I'm no wanting the pair of you at each other's throats, and I'll no have it. You do nothing about this, Thorbjorn. Nothing at all.
But, sir, I have lost...
Never mind what you've lost, I'm telling you. And never mind about Swain. Oh, it's no the first time that he's worked a fly trick, as you know yourself. And it'll likely no be the last. But he'll get his comeuppance one of these days. Never you worry about that. And if it's a question of the plunder you've lost, well, I'll tell you what. Put a price on it. A fair price, mind. A realistic price. And I'll let you have it out of my own pocket. How will that suit you?
Well, that's very generous of you, sire.
Oh, it's more than generous, I'd say.
But it's no just a matter of the plunder. I have my honor to consider here.
Your honor? Oh, for the love of Christ, Thorbjorn, what's your honor to do with it?
It'll be all over the islands now that Swain's got the better of me. If I do nothing...
Damn it, Thorbjorn, we'll have an end to this. I've made you an offer. If you forget about this, I'll pay for what you've lost. Now, what do you say? Will you take it or will you leave it?
I'll take it.
Good.
But I'll tell you this much.
No buts, Thorbjorn. I'm wanting no buts.
I'll no fight against Swain Asleifson, sire. That's what you want. If it comes to the bit, and you need me, I'll even be prepared to fight at his side.
Oh, now, that's very noble of you, Thorbjorn.
But I will have my revenge, sire. You can count on that. If I ever get the chance to do Swain Asleifson a bad turn, I won't need another. I'll destroy him, sire. The first chance I get.
Thorbjorn's chance wasn't all that far away. Even as they were talking, a messenger was on his road from Caithness to tell Sven Hrolsen that his father had been murdered by Margad, the son of Grim. As for Margad himself, well, for all that he boasted till Hall that he ran from no man, the truth is that he was ashamed of what he'd done and feared to face Swain. Instead of going home till Dungansby, he stayed in Wick and, like many a man before and since, looked for his salvation in a barrel of ale in the arms of a willing woman. It was no use, of course, for Swain and Asbjorn were looking for him, and Margad was not hard to find.
Margad? Oh, Margaret, come on. I'm hungry, Margaret. I want my breakfast. And you promised you'd take me till Duncan's Bay this morning. Oh, Margaret, you're an awful man. I wish I'd never taken anything till do with ye. Margaret! Oh, what'll it take till waking ye?
Ah! Out, woman. Out.
Right. All right, I'm caught. Just let me gather me clothes.
Did he pay you, woman?
Eh?
For your services, harlot, did my brother pay you?
Oh, well, you see, we didn't just...
Here.
Oh, thank you, master. Thank you kindly.
My word, Swain, it looks like I was right. Margaret never bothers with drink or woman unless...
We'll find out soon enough, Asbjorn. Come on. Let's wake him up.
Oh, if we can. I've seen him sleep through a thunderstorm when the drink's on him.
Well, we've no got a thunderstorm, but let's see what a bucket of water will do.
Wake up, brother. Come on, stir yourself. Wake up. I think we can safely say he's awake now, Swain.
Swain? Asbjorn.
Hey, old pirate, how are you doing?
Oh, Lord. Oh, welcome home, boys. Welcome home. A fair mischief since this... What are you looking at me like that for, Asbjorn?
What have you done, Margaret?
Done?
What have you done while we've been away in the Hebrides?
Oh, well...
Oh, never heed that heaven now, Asbjorn. I wonder if there's any ale left in this barrel, eh? Or did Margaret drink it all last night?
Oh, I'm no sure, Swain. You'd better take a look and see, eh?
Oh, well, you surely made a great night of it, brother,
oh,
eh?
Oh, it couldn't have been that great. My head's clearing up this morning. Here, where's the Don Helga?
Oh, the harlot, is it? Well, Swain paid her off.
Oh, well, that's grand, that's grand, isn't it?
Here we are, lads. Margaret's left enough for the three of us. Just about.
Well, here's health to you, Swain.
And ye, Margaret, my friend.
And ye, brother.
And ye, Margaret.
Well, how did you all get on in the Hebrides, eh? Was it a good Viking, then?
Oh, good enough.
Aye, we missed your sinus, though. We could have done with your axe at Stornoway, eh, Asbjorn?
Oh, aye, we could that.
Well, to be perfectly honest, Swain, I missed the fighting myself. There's no been much on the go on these parts since you've gone, you know.
Tell me that now, Margaret. You managed fine.
Oh, aye. Well...
No trouble?
Well, no exactly, Swain.
How do you mean, no exactly?
There was a wee scrap of bother yesterday, but...
Scrap of bother?
Aye, nothing much.
What happened, Margaret? What was this wee scrap of bother? What did you...
Steady, Asbjorn, steady. Give your brother a chance. He'll tell us in his own way.
All right.
Well, Margaret.
Eh?
Tell us what happened.
Oh, why? Right, then. I killed a farmer.
Yeah. What?
Asbjorn.
I had to do it, Swain. There was no choice.
Oh.
Look, I was going round the farm, Swain, collecting the bounty like you told me, don't.
Right.
And there was this particular farmer. Well, he wouldn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to reason him with Swain. I gave him every chance. I said all the things you told me, though. Only... Well, damn it all, Swain, he attacked me. He came at me with an axe.
I knew it. I just knew it.
Well, I couldn't have run, Swain. Could I? Enough, I'm a farmer.
Hardly that, Margaret.
I didn't even want to fight him, but...
Well, did you have to kill him, eh? Did you have to kill him?
Well, what would you have done, Asbjorn? He came at me with an axe, I'm telling
you. Well, you could have taken the axe away from him, could you know? He was only a bloody farmer.
Aye, that's easy to say now.
Aye, and it would have been easy enough then.
Asbjorn...
Enough, the pair of you, enough. Tell me, Margaret, was it a fair fight?
Aye, of course it was.
And this farmer, what was his name?
Well,
his name, Margaret.
Out with it, brother. Who was it you killed?
Oh, you know him well, Swain. He lives, well, that is, he used to live up the road here, but it was Harold.
What?
Harold. Oh, Margaret.
Sweet Christ. Brother, what have you done?
Asbjorn, I keep telling you.
Do you not know who Roald is, man? He's as close till the Earl as you are till me.
Swain, I tried my best, I promise.
Aye, but never heed him now. Come on. We better go and find a priest for you.
A priest?
Aye, afore we go any further, I think we'd better get ye confessed.
Roald of Wick was a good friend, a close friend. He was the only man in this cold and God-forsaken country with whom I could hold a proper conversation. Roald's house was for me like an oasis in the desert. Believe me, Sven Hroaldsson, when I tell you that my grief for your father is every bit as deep as your own.
Thank you, sire, for these kind and comforting words. But with respect, there is no need for you to rehearse my father's virtues to me.
Eh?
What matters now is that my father was your good and loyal vassal, and that his murderer, the pirate Margard of Swona, remains at liberty.
No for long, Sven. You have my word on that. My men have their orders. Word is being sent to Caithness that they
will... You need to send more than words, sire.
Aye, Thorbjorn. I didn't think it would be long afore you spoke.
Thorbjorn's right, sire. If Margard's to be taken, we'll need to do more than send messages. We'll need to go ourselves.
We? Are you suggesting that I go myself, Sven?
Aye, sire. If Margard's to be taken, you must.
Must? Sven, have you forgotten that I'm the Earl of Orkney?
No, sire.
I have many subjects in Caithness. Are you saying that they'll refuse to obey my orders? That they're disloyal?
Yeah, I know one that'll be downright treasonable if it suits his purposes. Sire.
Thorbjorn! Oh, you're fair enjoying this, eh?
Sire.
Sven's father, my good friend Hroald, has been murdered and you're fair delighted. You think that this'll give you the chance to get back at Sven Aslefsen?
That's as may be, sire. But you know as well as I do that there are no two men in the world closer to Sven than the sons of Grimm. If you want Margaret, sire, you better be prepared to fight for him. Sven Aslefsen loves Margaret like a brother, and he'll never give him up.
He better. By the blood of the cross, he better. We'll wait for 3 days.
3 days? But, sire...
3 days, I said, Sven. I must give Sven the chance to either prove or disprove his loyalty. After that, we'll go. I promise both of you that. We'll go in force.
Sven?
Aye.
What did the messenger say?
What do you think? The Earl wants Margaret. We have 3 days.
Oh, 3 days. Well, that's time enough anyway. We can put till sea by nightfall.
No!
Eh? But, Sven...
We're no going to run, Asbjorn. There'll be no putting till sea.
But, Sven... You're no thinking of giving my brother up, are you?
Oh, Casbjorn. What do you think? I've sent word back to the Earl that I'll pay Sven Hroaldsson any compensation he likes for the death of his father, but I'll no give Margaret up. I've told the Earl that Margaret's made his confession, that a mass has been said for the repose of Hroald's immortal soul.
Oh, and you think that Earl Ronald will accept that?
No. You see, that's no all the news I've had today. This morning I had word from Scrabster. My sister's there.
Inga, Thorbjorn's wife.
No any longer, Asbjorn. Thorbjorn's divorced her, thrown her out.
What?
Aye. And you know where he'll be even now.
Aye, I do. Standing at Earl Ronald's shoulder, telling him, urging him to come at us in force. Oh, damn Margaret and whatever he's got in place of a brain.
Cursing Margaret will do no good now, Asbjorn. We'll need to be ready for them. Now, here's what we'll do. Go you now and organize a foraging party. Take as many men as you think you'll need and gather in every ounce of food and drink you can lay your hands on. Meet me in 2 days' time.
All right, you are then, Sven. But where'll you be?
Where do you think, boy? In Lammerburg, of course. In Lammerburg!
Lammerburg was a safe stronghold Sven had built some miles from Duncansby on the coast. It was a dark, forbidding place, standing on the very edge of a high sea cliff, and defended to the landward by a thick, strong wall. Sven was deliberately putting himself in a corner, and more ways than one.
Swain Aslefson, where did you find the gall to come back here?
Ran held Oakman's daughter, Swain's first wife, and if she'd been more like a woman and less like a man, he'd never have looked for another.
Ranhild, I'm sorry. I'd never want to bother you, only... Well, I'm in trouble, you see.
Trouble? Did the day ever dawn that you weren't?
Ranhild.
But why did you no go till Gearsay? Eh? Why come here? I suppose you think that Manx whore's too much your lady.
Now, careful, Ranhild. Be careful what you say about Ingrid.
Oh, what's the matter, Swain? When he married her afore he divorced me, he said it was only a business arrangement.
Aye, and so it is. But it's a good marriage for all that. Better than the marriage I had with ye.
Well, it could hardly be worse, could it? And how long will you be stopping here?
I'm no sure. It depends on
a lot of things. Dinna tell me, Swain. I'm no interested. I'm no wanting to hear. Your affairs are no concern of mine.
No. No, you're right enough. This is none of your concern.
Well, I'm glad we can agree about something, Swain.
And since that's the case, maybe the best thing would be for ye to leave.
Eh?
The chances are that it's all going to be, well, a bit difficult in the next wee while. So maybe the best thing would
be for ye... Difficult for who? Ye?
For us all. Myself and anybody that's with me. Ye'd be better away from it.
Oh, aye. And where do you think I could go, eh?
Well, there's always the Scottish court. Olaf's there already.
Oh, no, he's no.
Eh?
Olaf's no at the Scottish court, Swain.
Where is he then?
He's at his grandfather's, if you're really interested.
On Vulaness?
Where else?
And what the hell is he doing there? I gave orders that my son was to be sent to the King of Scots so he could learn the art of war.
Well, he's at his grandfather's, learning the art of farming. You need to think you're going to get your own way with that boy, Swain. It would go ill with Olaf if he was ever to turn out like his father.
Or his mother, eh?
Oh, if you like, Swain. If you like. Anyway, Olaf's got nothing to do with it, thank God. If you're expecting me to leave, Swain, you'd best forget it. I'm no one of your boats you can shift about from port to port. This place is all that I've got. Ye gave me it when you divorced me. And you needn't think you can take it away from me now.
Oh, dinna be daft, woman. I'm no asking you to leave for good.
And I'm telling you, I'm no leaving at all. No, even if Errol Ronald himself was to come up that brae and order me out. What's so funny?
That could happen, Ranhild. Errol Ronald might just do exactly that.
So, my captain. You'd have me go to war with Swain Aslefson, eh?
Aye!
Well, I'm no sure. Such a venture needs time for consideration.
Sire, there is no time. Every minute that we waste gives Swain another chance to escape.
Aye.
Escape, Thorburn? Why should Swain Aslefson seek escape? He's done no wrong.
Oh, sire.
It is not Swain that is at fault here, Thorbjorn. It is Margad Grimson.
Oh, sire, you know yourself that there is no distinction there. If we go against Margad, we go against Swain. And go we must. Go now before he has a chance to put to sea.
I'll warn you, Thorbjorn Clerk. And I'll warn you all that whatever happens, this matter cannot be settled on the basis of your grudges. Swain Aslefson is my good and loyal subject.
Sire, you gave me your word that my father's murderer would be punished. Is it in your mind to dishonor that pledge?
Dishonor? You dare to speak of dishonor to me?
Sire, you gave me your word.
And I will keep it. Do you no understand, boy, that it is your father's memory which will be dishonored if I fail to seek justice in an honorable way? My messenger has returned from Swain. Margaret has confessed to a priest, and a mass has been said for your father. Swain is willing to pay any compensation.
Damn his compensation, sire. Margaret's blood, that's all the compensation that I'll accept.
Then what for do you no go and tack it for yourself?
What?
Oh, I was there. I'd come over from Rinnessy on another matter, a trivial business that's of no importance here, and I could hardly help but hear the argument. I suppose I should have kept my mouth shut, but, well, I've never been very good at doing that. Anyway, I've a feeling that Eld Ronald was glad to see me. Not that he'd pay any heed to my advice, of course. He rarely did, more's the pity. But he knew that I'd say things he'd never dare.
Ragnar of Rinnancy. Welcome to my council. What brings you here?
A personal matter, sire, that I'll settle in my own good time. And no like some that canna see to their own business and need to run to the end with all the problems.
That's a cruel tongue you have in your Ragnar. A cruel tongue indeed. Well, since you're so good at minding your own business, I wonder if you would care to offer me some assistance with mine.
Gladly, sire. As some of you will mind, in the time of El Paul...
Just a minute, Ragnar, before you begin...
Sire?
What's that you're wearing in your hair?
This, sire?
Aye.
Oh, it's nothing. It's a silly woman's thing. A hair piece that I made from the tail of a horse. I cut it myself.
I see. It'd be a stallion, I suppose.
No, sire. It was a mare. Of course, if the sight of it bothers you, I can always cover the charm.
No, Ragnar, as fine as it is. Very pleasing. Very pleasing indeed.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you mind if I carry on with what I was saying?
Not at all, Ragnar. On you go, my dear. I can hardly wait.
El Ronald knew fine what he was doing. Afore I'd spoken up, the captains had been broody and rebellious, ready to defy him. By teasing me about my hairpiece, he made them laugh and put himself back in their favour. What's more, when I spoke up for Swain, as Earl Ronald knew I would, I got a fair hearing.
In the time of Earl Paul, as many here will mind, Swain Aslefson was in the very same situation that Sven Hrolfsson stands in this day. His father, Olaf, was murdered.
That was different, Ragnar, you know that.
I'll say it was different, Thorbjorn. Hrolfsson, told, was killed man to man in a fair fight. Olaf was murdered by stealth. His house was burned on top of him as he slept. And ye should know all about that, Thorbjorn, because it was your own grandmother, the evil Frakort, that did the deed. But leave that aside for now. The question is this. When Swain Asselson's father was killed, what did he do about it? Did he go running to the Earl crying for Frakort's bloody? Did he demand a fleet of longships be assembled to make war on his enemy? No! He went after the wicked old woman himself and he settled his own blood debt. How can Sven Rolfsson no do the same?
That was a different story altogether, Ragnar.
Sven Rolfsson can speak for himself, Thorbjorn. I'll do what you say, Ragnar. I'm willing enough. I'll leave for Caithness the very minute that the Earl goes back on his word.
Aye. And what good would that do you, Sven?
Sire!
Throat's death will be settled. And it will be settled, Sven. I'll no go back on my word. Under my judgment and under no other. Margaret Grimson will answer for his crime to me.
Sire, my advice to you is no to make a big issue of this. Take Margaret if you must, but take him when you can. Dinna go to war over this one killing, or it might easily turn out to be a greater war than ye imagine.
You're a clever woman, Ragnar, but you're no an heir of Orkney yet. This matter cannot wait. If Swain wanna give me Margaret, he must be made to see sense.
That's more like it, sire. Aye.
But if there's to be war, let it be because Swain wills it. I'll give him the chance to make his peace. And if he refuses...
Sire!
No! Ragnar, no more words. The time for talk has ended. I'll give the order you've all been waiting for. Man aboard!
so my advice went unheeded, which was no more than usual. The fleet was assembled and set sail for Caithness, and on the battlements of Lammerburg, the sons of Grimm watched and waited.
If the Earl's coming, he's taking his time.
He'll be here soon enough.
Ah, I suppose so. Still angry with me, are you?
What do you think?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Asbjorn. What more can I do? I've offered to give myself up.
Aye, but you've no done it, have you?
Swain will not let me. He says it'll make no difference now.
Well, he's right. The damage is done.
Asbjorn, I'd die for Swain, you know that.
I know you're going now, that much is certain. So am I, and Ranald, and Aslak, and Gunnar, and all the rest of them. Swain himself, if it comes to that. Well, I'll die, brother, all because of ye and your stupidity.
It's no as certain as all that. There's still a chance.
Chance? What chance?
The Earl might not come.
Oh, the Earl might not come. Oh, my God, why did the powers above see fit to make you such a fool? Have ye no got it yet, man? Roald was Earl Ronald's closest friend.
I know, but the Earl's a good man. He's a fair man. He'll no destroy ye all because of me.
Oh, no.
Will he winna? Will he?
No, I'm no taking any wagers on it. No wild Thorbjorn clerk standing at the Earl's shoulder. Oh, I can hear him now. Attack, he's saying. Attack, attack, attack.
Attack, attack, attack. It's the only way, sire. Going hard from the very first. Give him no chance.
Thorbjorn, I keep telling you, Swain must be given the opportunity to come to terms.
Oh, sire, can you no see the game that he's playing, eh?
What game?
Sire, our landward scouts have discovered that Swain has moved his entire force out of Duncan's Bay and into Lammerburg.
Aye.
He can't have more than 100 men all told, if that. And we've got easily 4 times that number. Now what's he doing putting them all in the one place instead of heading for the open sea?
He's making ready for a siege. He wants to negotiate from a position of strength.
Oh, begging your pardon, sire. But that's beyond belief. He'd be a fool to think it.
What do you mean?
Are you right enough about the sea, sire? He'll play for time. But negotiations are the last thing on his mind.
Eh?
I've known Swain Aslifson a lot of years, sire, and one thing I'll say for him, he's no fool. He's no taking a chance like that for no reason. I'll wager you anything you like that right at this minute there's a messenger from Swain on his way south.
To the King of Scots, you mean?
Aye, sire, that's it.
No. No, Thorbjorn, I can't believe that. Swain's always been loyal to me, right from the start.
Can you take that chance, sire? Can you?
No, Asbjorn, no, no, no.
Swain, it's the only way. The Earl's fleet's been sighted. The very skies are black with their sails.
Let them come.
Swain, we have 2 choices facing us. Either we put to sea right away, or we send word to Scotland for help. It's one thing or the other, Swain. If we sit here and do nothing, we're lost.
Asbjorn, you and Margaret have followed me for a long time. From the very first.
Aye, Swain, we have that.
Have you ever known me to lead you up the wrong road afore this?
No, but...
Then why can you no trust me to do what's best? I know what I'm doing here, boy.
Then I wish you'd tell me, Swain.
We cannae run, Asbjorn. Can you no understand that? The one thing we cannae do is run.
Why no, Swain?
Because if we run, we're saying that Margaret is guilty.
Eh?
Margaret went to Wick for the bounty that Croald was due to me for the protection of his land. Croald refused to pay and attacked Margaret. There was a fight and Croald was killed. Margaret didn't mean to kill him. It was just the way the fight ended up. Nothing deliberate in it. You might even say it was an accident. Margaret didn't set out to kill Croald.
Oh, I'll wager that's not the way the Earl sees it.
Oh, I dare say. I dare say there'll be plenty in Orkney to tell the Earl just the opposite, that it was deliberate. That the whole thing was my idea in the first place.
And do you think the Earl wouldn't believe then?
No, if we stay where we are. No, if we keep calm and treat the whole business like the small matter it is. But if we run...
Oh, it's an awful chance you're taking, Swain.
Well, that's what life's all about, boy. If you chance nothing, you get nothing.
It strikes me that we're chancing an awful lot for a very little.
Eh?
If the Earl sees things your way, Swain, fine. But what if he doesna? What if he winna even talk about it?
Oh, he'll talk all right.
Och, you can't even be sure of that, Swain. He's got four times the number of men we've got.
Aye, on the outside. We could hold this place with half our force, Asbjorn. You know that.
No, forever we couldna.
And do you think the Earl can afford to wait forever? If he tries to starve us out, he'll find it a damned expensive business.
They could still do it. And where would that leave us, eh? Stuck in here with no way out? I dinna like it, Swain. I dinna like it at all.
Asbjorn, if you want to leave yourself...
What?
You're perfectly free. Nobody will stop you. You could get away now, well...
Oh, dinna be daft, man. Why should I leave you now?
Well, if you dinna like the way things are...
It's no the way things are that bothers me, Swain. It's the way ye are.
What do you mean by that?
You could easily turn the situation to your own advantage, you know.
Oh, aye, and how's that?
Send word to the King of Scots, Swain. He'd send an army to help us.
Help us do what?
Help us wipe out Earl Ronald and all the rest of your enemies in one battle.
Earl Ronald's no my enemy.
Oh, no. Then what's he doing leading an army against you? Swain, listen to me, will you? Earl Ronald owes his very title to you.
What?
It's true, Swain, you know it is.
Not at all.
When Earl Ronald came over from Norway first, Earl Paul was ruler. And he'd still be ruler the day if you hadn't given your support to Earl Ronald.
That's not true, Asbjorn. I never...
You might have been Earl of Orkney yourself.
What?
You still might be.
Asbjorn, am I hearing you right? Me, Earl of Orkney.
And why no?
Are you earnest, man?
Oh, aye. I'm in earnest, all right.
Oh, Asbjorn, can you seriously see me sitting over there in the Earl's place... handing down judgments to farmers.
I'll wager you'd make a better job of it than that dreamer that's sitting there ever now.
It's no possible, Asbjorn.
Send word to the King of Scots. Tell him that you mean to take over the earldom and ask for his help. He's bound to send you a strong enough force to do it.
Asbjorn.
Oh, it'll take time, of course, but as you said yourself, Swain, we can hold out here in Lammerburg for months yet.
You'd have the King of Scots put me on the throne of Orkney, is that it?
Aye.
Asbjorn, the earldom is the property of Sigurd, King of Norway. My king, and yours.
Norway's a long way off, Swain.
No, far enough it isn't. Even if it was, I'll remind ye that I have taken an oath of fealty to Earl Ronald. Are you asking me to break it?
You'll no do it. You'll no do what I ask?
No, Asbjorn. Never.
Oh. And we've nowhere to go, have we? We're finished. Well, I'll die, every one of us.
No, yet we're winner, Asbjorn.
Ronald! How long have you been there?
Long enough. Asbjorn's right, Swain. You should have taken the earldom years ago.
Yes, well, Ronald, eh?
That's right. Only I'm no just as respectful of your wishes as Asbjorn.
What do you mean?
I sent a man to Scotland last night. We should be safe enough in here until King David's army reaches us.
You done it then? Damn you, woman, that's treason. What possessed
you? Oh, no for ye, Swain. Never for ye. Ye can be a king or a beggar for all that I care. But Lammerburg is my home. Its walls are good and strong, but if ye persist in this foolish siege... the day'll come when Earl Ronald and his army will knock them down. And I'll no have that.
Ranhild, I swear
Swain.
I...
Swain!
What's Margot?
Swain!
Swain, it looks like it...
They're here. Earl Ronald and his army. They're out by heaven now.
How many, Margot? Can you make a guess, boy?
Oh, a lot, Swain. An awful lot. That's all I can say. An awful lot.
Earl Ronald and his men had tied up their galleys at Duncan's Bay and marched up the coast to Lammerburg. It was the only sensible thing to do. The cliffs of Lammerburg were 300 feet of sheer height, and no boat could hope to make a landfall there. It was a state of affairs that Swain would later turn to his advantage, though he didn't know it then. For the moment, it was the Earl that was in the most commanding position. And when Swain Aslefson mounted the battlements, it was a fearsome sight that met his eyes.
My word, the Earl's no taking any chances, is he?
We cannot fight them all, Swain. Damn it, we cannot fight all that.
Swain! Swain, Aslefson of Kersey! Are you within?
Who wants to know?
Ronald! Earl Ronald of Arkney, your liege lord.
Is that yourself, sire?
It is. Come down to the gate, Swain. I want words with you.
Then I do it, Swain. You'll let him in. Aye, Swain, it's your trick. Let me go on your place.
Ah, then I be daft, man. He'll charge us no matter who opens the door.
But it's me they're after. They'll maybe be satisfied if
no! Nobody opens that door. Nobody.
Hold your tongues, will you know? I'll decide what happens here. Earl Ronald!
Aye!
Bring one retainer! I'll do the same!
Aye, Swain!
Swain, have you taken leave of your senses, man? The minute you open that
door... If you think the Earl's capable of treachery, you're doing no more than judging him by your own standards. Now just you hold your peace and give me cover, boy! Understand?
Whatever you say, Swain.
Margaret! Go ye with your brother.
Aye, right you are, Swain.
Ronald, come ye on with me.
Me? What do you want with me? Why should I...
Damn it, woman, you heard what I said. Come on!
Now, this is far enough, sire. I do not trust Swain to go any further.
You think he'd try to capture us, Thorbjorn?
It wouldn't be the first time he's held an Earl of Orkney hostage, sire.
You're right enough at that, Thorbjorn. Even though the last time was on my behalf.
That wouldn't make any difference to Swain, sire.
Maybe no. Anyway, we'll soon see. Here he comes now.
That's far enough, sire. I think you should drop your weapons before I come any further.
Gladly, Swain.
I see he's got the she-wolf with him.
Ranhild Ogmund's daughter. I wonder if they're together again.
Ask me, they were never apart.
And your retainer, sire.
To hell with you, Swain!
Do as he says, Thorbjorn.
I don't trust him, sire. He's no giving up his arm.
As he says, Thorbjorn.
Damn it all, sire.
Thorbjorn! Now, you, Swain.
Whatever you say, sire.
Here they come now, Thorbjorn.
Now, mind them what I told you, will you? I want to know hot words.
Mind, sir. Here you are, then, Swain.
Good day to you, sire. Thorbjorn.
Ranhild, it's yourself.
Sire?
I must say, you're looking well, as beautiful as ever.
Thank you, sire. And what brings ye to these parts?
Oh, Ranhild, I think we all know that by this time of day, eh? I think the best thing would be if we all just sit ourselves down where we are and discuss the problem. You got my message, Swain, about Margaret Grimson?
I did that, sire. Did you not get my reply?
Oh, aye, Swain, that I did. And that's just the trouble. You see, I think you've misunderstood me here.
And how have I done that, sire? Margaret has made his peace with God, and I've offered to pay any compensation that Sven Hrolsen wants for the death of his father.
That's no good enough.
And how is it no?
I accepted compensation from ye, Thorbjorn, for the death of my brother.
And Thorbjorn accepted compensation from Swain for the death of his grandmother. But do you not see that there is a great difference between these quarrels and the death of Hrod? Thorbjorn's grandmother and your brother, Ranhild, were both Vikings. Warlike folk that were well able to defend themselves, and they were both killed in the heat of battle. Hrod. Poor man was a peaceable farmer, going about his business in his own fields,
the quiet, decent soul that he was, when Margaret Grumson attacked and killed
him. Well, that's no true, sire.
Eh?
Margaret never attacked, sire. It was Kroll that did that.
Kroll attacked Margaret? Do you expect us to believe that?
Believe what you like. It's the truth. Kroll struck the first blow.
What?
It seems that Hroald was chopping wood at the time, sire. Hroald attacked Margaret with the axe.
That's right, sire. Margaret was only defending himself.
Sire, if you believe that... Never you mind what I believe, Thorbjorn. I'll tell you all of you what I know. Hroald of Wick was the gentlest, most peace-loving man I ever met. But he was no coward or weakling. Was in him to attack another man, certainly, but he'd have to have cause. Good cause. What was it, Swain?
Sire?
What cause did Hroald have to attack Margaret? Why did they quarrel?
Well, sire...
Out with it, Swain.
Sire, I'm ready to answer ye at any time. I ain't will make my peace with you if I have given ye offence... But let us be clear on this. Nothing will be settled here because of anything that's said by that oaf that sits at your right hand.
Oaf?
Oaf? Aye, and a fat oaf at that. The fat oaf who dishonored my sister.
Your sister has no honor.
And if I had a weapon, ye'd have no life.
Well, that's easy, mended. Get your swords in. Stand where you are, Thorbjorn.
That, sire!
Where you are, you and all, Swain. What's the matter with the pair of you? Do you not understand that there might be hundreds of lives at stake in our deliberations here? Now sit down, both of you. Sit down. Hold your tempers.
Sir.
Now then, I asked you a question, Swain. Will you please answer? Why did Hroald and Margaret quarrel?
How should I know that, sire?
I see. You'll tell me nothing afore Thorbjorn. Thorbjorn, would you please withdraw and leave me to settle this matter alone?
No, sire.
What?
Well, I'm no leaving you with a pair of them, sire.
God. Ranhald, you see how things stand, my dear. Would you please oblige me by withdrawing?
Oh, no, sire. Not at all. I'm stopping where I am.
Ranhild...
If you'll pardon me saying so, sire, there's one thing ye've clearly forgotten in all this.
And what's that?
You're sitting on my property, sire. Ye and your army. I'd like to know what you're doing here.
Ranhild, surely we don't need to explain it all to you again.
No, sire. But maybe you'll explain this. So important about the death of one farmer that it needs such a large army to mend it. I know he was a friend of yours, sire.
That has nothing to do with it, Ranhild.
No. Well then, sire, let me offer a simple solution. If Sven Hroaldsen wishes justice for the death of his father, let him come out of whatever tent he's skulking in and meet Margaret, man to man, in single combat. I dare say Margaret will give him as fair a fight as he gave his father.
No, Ranhild, I'll no have that.
How no?
Because aside from anything else, there are larger issues at stake here. Now, Swain...
Just a minute, sire. I'm no finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll remind ye, sire, that ye owe the very position that ye hold till my husband... Till Sven Aslipsen.
King Sigurd granted me this earldom, Ranhild. No one else.
King Sigurd be damned. Sven made ye, and Sven can break ye. If it wasn't for him, ye'd still be fighting till take possession. But I warn ye, Earl Ronald. Think very carefully afore ye try till take Margaret Grimson from Lammerburg by force. Yon's a mighty army ye have at your back. But afore ye're finished... You'll maybe find it's no mighty enough.
What do you mean by that, woman?
Maybe you'll believe me now, sir. I told you he wouldn't have put himself in Lammerburg for no purpose.
What does this mean, Swain?
Sir,
Have you sent word to Scotland for assistance?
Sire, I have no wish.
Answer me, man. Have you sent word to the Scottish king?
Word has been sent, sire.
I see. Well, then, there's nothing more to talk about, is there? Thorbjorn, come on.
Now, a moment, sire. Tell Thorbjorn to withdraw. Ranhild will do the same. Perhaps together we can come to terms. It's our last chance, sire.
Last chance? Sweet Christ, sire, is there no end to the arrogance of this man?
Swain Aslefsen, I came here to bargain for the life of a criminal. I had not thought to be confronted by a traitor. Since it seems that I have lost your loyalty to the King of Scots, there can be no more negotiations between us. The next time we meet, we'll be in arms. Come on, Thorbjorn.
Till we meet again, Swain, for the last time.
I'm sorry, Swain. I should have held my tongue. I've ruined everything for you.
No, I hardly think so, Renhild.
Eh?
You heard the Earl. He came for a criminal, and he found a traitor. He's no interested in Margaret anymore. No, he wants me.
When Swain returned to Lammerburg that evening, he was sick in his heart to think that his loyalty was doubted, for he honoured Earl Ronald above all men. Yet there was no way to make the peace. It looked like he'd have to fight the Earl, and Swain had no stomach for such a fight. As for Earl Ronald himself, he was no less troubled. He'd lost, or so he thought, the services of one of his most faithful followers, and he seemed to be trembling on the brink of a war that might cost him his earldom. Yet, with all these matters worrying his mind, there was one question that just would not let him go.
Sven.
Aye, sire.
Tell me something, will you, boy?
Sire.
The quarrel that your father had with Margaret Grimson, do you know what it was about?
Aye, sire. That was to do with the bounty.
Bounty?
Swain Aslefsen's bounty, sire. The money that he levies from the Caithness farmers for the protection of their land.
Oh, of course. What was the matter? Did Margaret try and raise the price?
No, sire. No, as far as I know, anyway. It would hardly have mattered if he had.
No? How's that, Sven?
Well, sire, my father wouldn't pay the bounty, no matter what the price.
And how no, Sven? It was a reasonable charge, surely. Had Swain Aslefsen's men let your father down in some way or other?
No, sire, but... Well, you told my father yourself that he didn't need to pay.
I told him?
You did that, sire.
When did I do that?
Do you know mine, sire? It was the last time we were in Wick. My father gave a feast and you were...
Oh, aye, of course. I mind on it now.
You called Swain's bounty barefaced robbery.
So I did. Oh, so I did. Sven, I think you'd better leave me now. We've a hard day in front of us in the morning and we'd both be the better for a good night's sleep.
Just as you please, sire. Sire?
Aye, Sven.
My father wasn't in the wrong, was he? I mean, you did mean what you said about the bounty.
Oh, aye. Never you worry about it, boy. I meant what I said, all right.
I see. Well, good night to you, sire.
Good night, Sven. I meant what I said. At the time.
You can't do it, Swain, can you?
Eh?
You can't go against the Earl.
There's no holding back now, is there?
It'll be the death of you, boy.
You think so?
Any man that goes into battle half-hearted is a fool. You know that.
Aye, maybe. You'll be quit of me at last, Ranald.
What makes you think I'd live long enough to enjoy your absence?
Oh, you'll live all right. But it'd take more than Earl Ronald and all his armies to put an end to ye. Ranald Ogman's daughter. My wife.
I thought Ingrid was your wife.
Oh, well, she's my other wife, my second. Here, my first.
Oh, fool me.
Come here a minute, Ranald.
No, Swain.
I said, come here a minute, woman.
Swain, I didn't want you to... Oh, you. You and your bare face. After all you've done.
Now, what's the matter with you, lassie? You'd no deny a man in his last night on earth, eh?
My fault. All my fault. My greatest friend, Roald, died for some stupid remark I made when I was drunk. And Swain knows that and all. Damn it, he must know. Margaret would have known. He's bound to have said. And yet Swain never mentioned it. He never spoke up about it when he had the chance. Why, I wonder? If he thought to spare me the embarrassment. Oh, surely never. That would be noble of him. Aye. Noble of him, indeed.
Why, Swain? Why?
Why what?
Why did you put yourself into this impossible situation?
You're a bonny woman, Ranald. I just felt like...
No, you fool. I didn't mean that. I mean, Margaret and the Earl and all the rest of it. Why did you let it happen?
I had no choice, had I?
Ach, of course you did. You could have given Margaret up. I put to sea or reached some sort of agreement with the Earl. There's a lot of things you might have done.
You think so?
No, was there no?
There's only ever one thing for me to do, Ranald. You know that. What my nature tells me.
You mean you never thought about it? You've no plan?
Plans are for farmers.
Nothing wrong with farmers, Swain. My own father...
Aye, I know, good man that he is. Your son and all, if you get your way.
Olaf could do a lot worse.
I suppose he could. Farmers. I suppose we'll all be farmers someday, Ranald. I might even be a farmer myself.
Ye, Swain? Never.
No, I know, eh?
Swain Asleifson burned 6 farms, all in a single morning. While bairnies sleep, the widows weep for their homes and comforts burning.
Look, that's just a rhyme.
Dinna tell me there's no truth in it.
I never struck a blow that had no honour in it. I never fought a fight that wasn't a fear.
Honour? Oh, Swain, ye and your honour. I'm sure I have no notion of what you mean by it.
No. There's times in battle. You'll know this yourself. All around there's nothing but fury and pain. Your blood's in such a turmoil that your very flesh is like to break apart. When you hear nothing but the clash of steel, smell nothing but the stink of your enemy's blood and your own naked sweat, see nothing but the weapon in your hand striking, striking, striking... Oh, Ranelda, there have been times when I've been there, in battle, and I felt my own death so close that it seemed as if its hand was on my shoulder. happened, I shrugged it off and walked away, feeling myself to be twice the man I was before. That's what I mean by honor, Ranhild. Life is worth nothing without it. Nothing at all. Look there. The dawn's breaking.
Aye. It's bonny.
All the bonnier when I think that it's maybe the last I'll ever see.
Swain. Oh, Swain.
What's the matter?
What'll become of us, man? What have I got to do?
Tell me, Ranald, have you any rope about the place?
Eh?
Rope, Ranald. You know, that long, hairy stuff that you use to tie up things.
What are you talking about? Of course I've got rope.
Get it for me, will you, Ranald? All you can spare.
What do you want with... Swain Aslefson. You devil, you...
I never heed the names, woman. Just get me the rope.
He that never makes any plans.
For us this morning. Move, come on, get up.
Good morning to you, Thorbjorn. Slept well, did you?
Like a stone, sire. I'm ready for a sleep whenever you are.
That much I can see for myself, Thorbjorn. Anxious to get started, I suppose.
The sooner the better, sire.
Well, you'll just have to wait till I've had something to eat. I'm not going into battle before
I... Sire! Sire, look over there!
Eh? What's that, Sven? What is it?
There, sire. At Lammerburg.
Well, I never.
They're surrendering. They've thrown aside their weapons. They've given up.
That's far enough. Asbjorn Grimson, what's happening here?
Sire, we've laid our weapons aside. We've come to make our peace with ye.
Where's Swain Aslefson?
Aye. And where's Margad? Swain and my brother have stayed in Lammerburg, sire. They have nothing to do with this.
You mean they intend to face us on their own?
No, sire. No, that's not it at all. There's some damn trickery here.
But what could they be up to?
The cliffs, sire. That's it, the cliffs. If you want revenge for your father's thing, you better follow me and be quick about it. Come on!
Is that it, Margaret? Have they reached the Earl?
Aye, Swain. And they're all right as far as I can see.
All right, then. Come on, help me with these ropes.
Swain, I'm...
Oh, what's the matter, man?
I'm not sure about this.
Oh, Swain. You'd rather have your head cut off, would you?
Of course, no.
And but... come on!
It's an awful distance to the foot of the cliff.
Margaret, what's the matter, boy? You surely never feared, are you?
Well, it's the height. It makes me feel sick.
Look, it's nothing, man. Look, I'll go first and show you how it's done.
Swain, are you all right?
Of course I am, boy. Wouldn't you think?
Wait for me, then. Don't leave me.
Oh, come on, then, if you're coming. I'm going to be hanging about here all day, you know.
I'm coming!
Which way, Thorbjorn? Do you know?
I'm no sure. I think... Aye, it's this way. Look, you can even see where they've tied the ropes.
What are we waiting for, then? Come on!
Stop where you are, Thorbjorn!
What the...
Dinah Emica, never move! Or I'll drop you where you stand!
A woman?
Careful, laddie, dinah move. She's deadly with that spear. You'll no stop us, Ranald! There's two of us here!
I can see that, you fool!
We could rush her.
Come on up any time you feel like it. I'll tag ye with a spear, Thorbjorn. and take my chances with a boy.
Are you all right, Margaret?
Aye, Swain, but it's taking longer than I thought.
Well, there's a quicker way than this, boy, but I'd hardly recommend it. The thing is, never go... Swain, come on, get a look down, boy, get a look down!
Swain, ah!
Get back, I'm telling you! I'll kill the first man that tries to come up!
Will you kill me, Ranhold?
Aye, sire! Ye and all, if I have to.
Aye, you'll have to, all right, Ranhold, for I'm coming...
Sire!
Hold on, Margaret, hold on!
Swain!
Are you all right, boy?
I've got a grip, but I...
Give me a hand!
Swain,
your hand, Margaret!
I can't move!
Margaret!
I'm telling you, I can't move! You better leave me! Get down yourself!
I'm not leaving you! Come on, give me your hand!
That's what I'm saying!
I said it once, Margaret, mind? When we came home that night and found my father's house in ashes, all my family burned. Do you mind that? I sat down and cried like a baby. I told you I couldn't move.
Leave me, Swain.
I'll no leave you. You wouldn't leave me and I'll no leave you. Come on, Margaret, give me your hand. Come on. Roger.
I'm too heavy for you. I'll never...
Take the rope, man. Take the rope. Are you all right?
I'm fine, though. I'll manage the rest. Thank you, Swain.
Come on, then. It's no much further.
Put by the spear, Ranhold, and sheath your sword. You know you want to use your weapons now.
I wouldn't be so sure of that if I were ye, sire.
Ranhold!
No further, sire! Bide where ye are!
You mean you'd strike your liege lord?
Aye, sire. I mean it, all right. I mean it.
It's over. We did it.
Aye. It wasn't so bad, was it? Now, come on, man. We've a long way to go yet.
Where are we going, Swain?
Scotland, of course. I must reach King David.
Lord, Swain... We're not going to swim all the way, are we?
Margaret, I believe we could. We could it all.
Oh, Swain!
It's all over, sire. You can come up now.
By Christ, he's done it, Swain. He's climbed down the cliff.
Damn it to hell.
Oh, what a man, eh? What a man. He's done it. He's beaten us all.
Look, sire, in the water. Come on.
No, Thorbjorn, let them go.
But, sire...
Let them go, I said. You don't understand what Swain's done. He's given up everything he owns. His lands, his wealth, his home, his very reputation. In the defense of his friend. And what one among you would do that, eh? What one among you would have the courage to escape like that? No one. So let them go, I say. And if the day comes that Swain wants to return and make his peace with me, he'll be welcome. For I value this man. I value him very highly. Aye, there's no one in the whole world like Swain Asleifsson.
So Swain and Margad journeyed south until they came to the court of the King of Scots. I'm no sure whether or no King David had intended to send an army to Lammerburg, but I do know this. He offered Swain a high position in his realm, with as much land and titles as he wanted. Swain would have none of it. All he was after was that he should make his peace with Earl Ronald. And in due course, this was done. Evil, they say, will always return till evil. But every good deed will stand proudly on its own. Wealth, property, reputation meant nothing to Swain Asleifsson when set beside the well-being of his friend Margad, and all the power and influence in creation would not have made up for the dishonor of betrayal to the oath Swain had taken to Ronald, Earl of Orkney, his liege lord. Earl Ronald spoke truer than he knew when he said that there was no one in the world like Swain Aslefson. An age of violence, bloodshed, and peril needs men who are as honorable as they are brave. For violence alone can only destroy itself. When Swain was killed in Dublin, it was plain that an age had passed us by. For Swain Aslefson was the last of his kind. The last, and I think, the greatest Viking of them all.
Whether or no I fall this day, let all men know this. My name is Swain, Aslef's son, a man of the north and a follower of the holy Earl Ronald. And by my lord's example, I place my trust in the powers above.
Different days. Different ways.
And now, my bonny lads, come on. We have work afore us.
Let us measure these Irishers for their graves!
The Last Viking by Donald Campbell, Swain Aslefson was played by Derek Anders and Ronald by Eileen McCallum, Rana by Gwyneth Guthrie, Asbjorn Grimson by Jimmy Chisholm, Margaret Grimson by Jimmy Ewell, Harald by Jerry Slevin, Thorbjorn Clerk by Tony Roper, Earl Ronald by John Shedden, Sven Haraldsson by Benny Young, and Helga by Fiona Knowles. The music was composed by Adrian Secchi and played by Charles Stoddart and Neil Mantle. The Last Viking was directed in Edinburgh by Tom Kinnenmont.